170 miles away. The ovens of Auschwitz, the beauty of America. There were two shifts of work, from 6 in the morning to 6 at night. I was present when they brought the gypsies one night to the furnace for poisoning. It was a terrible sight. There were cries from the sky. The cries in the bunker, in the crematorium, in the gas chamber, were horrible. Horrible. I still wonder today how God didn't hear these cries. At that point, you couldn't hear it anymore. Not morphine, you know,
that. That the first sign of boldness within the norm, the chap who got that, and he tried to walk, but he tried to move what he was able to. And he didn't want to go to his corner. And he did, in despair, thousands of men and women did not wait to become Muslim. Instead, they committed suicide rather than face death at the hands of the SS, in the gas chamber, and from a penile injection. They either hanged themselves, or, most commonly of all, they threw themselves against the electrified fence. This was sometimes a terrible death, because if anyone how strong the prisoner was, it could take only a few moments to die, or it could take as long as 40 minutes. But amongst those who were determined not to give in, there developed a spirit of cooperation and mutual assistance. No one could survive on his own, and if for no other reason than that, the prisoners formed small exclusive units in which individuals shared what little they had.
When you fight for your religion, it's very terrible when you find real, annoying, selfish support. But I must say that the vast majority of the members of the Renaissance in the congregation camp help each other.